So let's try to understand a bit better how the global economic system has led to environmental degradation. We've already talked about how developing countries tend to be pressured to liquidate their natural resources under pressure from developed countries. The capitalist system in general, though, has led to immense wealth, in part because success is independent of environmental impacts. Wealth can be generated despite a loss of nature, because indirect and intrinsic values of nature are not taken into account. Enter the concept of externalities. An externality in doing business is defined as the costs, or sometimes benefits, that fall upon individuals not directly involved in the exchange. Negative externalities are costs to society of production. Environmental externalities are examples that include air and water pollution, degradation of ecosystem services, climate change, and more. So, for example, the pollution of water by a paper factory is a negative externality because the cost of cleaning up that water is not borne by the company that produces the paper. The cost of that pollution is borne by society, or by taxpayers that might pay for the DNR or whoever to come in and clean things up. If the producer doesn't have to pay the cost of polluting the water, they have no incentive not to do it. In fact, if the product can be produced more cheaply by polluting the water, there's actually an incentive to pollute. By the way, positive externalities can exist too. Like if a beekeeper whose product is honey happens to help the farmer nearby whose crop gets pollinated by those bees.